Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become a writer of your own destiny, here you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. All right, you guys, it is Microdose Monday, so we're going to talk all things mushrooms, and I'm excited about that. In fact, the only thing I'm dreading about today is the fact that I said yes to 75 hard, which this means day one of no sugar, and I'm kind of an addict. That's my vice. That's my drug. I'm a sober kid aside from the sugar. And I feel like every time I put myself through the process of withdrawal, I'm a little edgy. So I am back on the microdose schedule. A lot of you guys asked me about microdosing, obviously, but some of the basic questions I can answer for you guys now. I do get my products in capsule form, and I take a normal dose, like a full capsule is a normal dose for someone. I take one of those, I break it in half. So I take half of a normal dose. And I do this 4 times out of the week. So 4 days in a row, Monday through Thursday, it'll be microdose days. You take it on an empty stomach, and then I have 3 days off. And then I go back into that routine of 4 days, and I cycle through usually a 3 month microdose period. And then I take off as many weeks as possible. I don't really keep track, but I will take long periods of time when, you know, until I notice that I just need to be called back to that place. 'Cause we are addicted to that, you know, pattern of comfort. Like we just go to the same routine. We get back to those old, patterns, you know, responses and the way things are. Sometimes if I'm leveling up, there's a new. So I take those breaks in between those periods. But if you are someone, okay, like if you are determining whether or not you need something, it's the process of like the doctors are throwing antidepressants at people like candy. They will. I mean, prescriptions in and of itself are the big, you know, huge moneymaker. Doctors get kickbacks for, you know, the supplements and the prescriptions that, you know, you guys are taking. Just like when you take any supplements I share, I usually get a kickback on that. But there's big money in pharma. So they throw antidepressants out at people like candy, right? And the things that they look for, this is the same exact kind of criteria, I would say, you know, for someone that is curious, that might need something, that you've been looking for that something outside of yourself. If you have like those persistent depressive symptoms, okay, like, you know, sadness, hopelessness, if you have a loss of interest or pleasure in things that you used to enjoy, and if this has lasted for more than 2 weeks, I recommend microdosing. And some of those symptoms can be debilitating. I know when I started, the whole reason I started this is because I knew I didn't want, you know, the numbing results from what antidepressants would give me. I knew I wanted something that I could still function. I tried microdosing marijuana. I tried just like little tiny bits, you know, little teeny tiny amounts of edibles, and it wasn't a good fit for me. Didn't work at all. Actually made it worse, but I had this debilitating anxiety. Like I didn't even want to leave the house. Literally, I remember I was bartending for my friend one night, and I called my husband, and he had to bring me some like natural drops I had because I was freaking the fuck out. Like it was insane. So if you have debilitating symptoms that are impairing like your daily function, if you can't concentrate, you're not making decisions, if you're not completing tasks, all of these things, if your sleep pattern is fucked up, if you have fatigue, if you have low energy levels, if you're super clouded, you know, this is something that is a red flag for me, withdrawing from everything that's social. And I'm definitely you know, I'm glad I'm microdosing, that today's a microdose day, just because I can feel myself doing that social withdrawal. And that's part of the transition process of being a stay-at-home mom now. I mean, as much as I love the job, I am human, and it's 100% draining on every level to be with kids 24 hours a day. There's, you know, there needs to be room to breathe. And I feel that, you know, I just don't want to interact socially with anyone, literally. But if you're feeling worthless, you know, if you're feeling guilty, and these are persistent feelings, like where you're just beating yourself up, you have this self-blame. And even if there's no rational basis for these feelings, I mean, I remember periods of depression in my life where I'm like, man, I have a great marriage. I have healthy, beautiful kids. I have a roof over my head. I have, you know, a great income. Why am I so fucking depressed? Like, it didn't make sense. So if you're feeling that, it just doesn't make sense, microdosing is definitely for you. Even physical symptoms, like if you have headaches all the time, stomach aches, or all these aches and pains that you know are not like a medical condition, but probably just energy-based, because if you are holding on and harboring negative emotions, the body keeps score. If you guys have not read that book, you should, but your body holds on to these things. They manifest as a physical pain. If you're not letting them out, it hurts you. And, you know, if you've done the talk therapy, if you've done the, you know, something new I learned about, if you've done the movement therapy, if you've done music therapy, if you've done all these therapies and you feel like, oh, I'm therapied out, because talk therapy is not 100%. It doesn't cover all the bases. I think that, you know, it is something worth trying for microdosing. And I know there's a level of fear, just because there is a lot of, it's taboo, right? Because it's not legal in a lot of places. I am fortunate enough to have found someone who, you know, is in a county where it's decriminalized, where I can get access. And that helps me give you guys access. So anytime you're talking to me about microdosing, it's a capsule form. Anytime someone gets started with me, I send detailed instructions with that, and you get full access to me. So I take you through that process. The whole doctors throwing antidepressants at people, it kills me, because you're getting a lot of side effects that aren't great. You know, you could have nausea, dry mouth, mood swings. In fact, they even say if you take antidepressants, you could have suicidal thoughts. It can make it worse. You're not going to get that with psilocybin. Okay. And these aren't things that, you know, the doctor's not sitting here with you in the office across from him saying, hey, this shit's going to fuck you up. It's going to make you feel bad. You might want to kill yourself more than you do now. Like, they don't say that stuff because they want you to take the product, but it's all in the fine print, right? All in the fine print. And so, you know, they give you this capsule, and people don't need antidepressants to feel better, no matter what, you know, these fucks at Big Pharma think. You just need the mushrooms. Antidepressants don't make you feel better. They don't make you feel anything. It is a numbing process. And I will say it all the time, because I do think there's a place for them. I do think there's a place for them. There are situations in my life that could happen where I could probably use some numbing. You know, I think about the friends that I have that have lost kids, you know, or husbands. And I always have said, like, you would have to knock me out for a while, like put me in an insane asylum in a straitjacket and just numb my brain, because I would just need time to catch my breath. It would be a lot to process. So I do think there's a time and a place for antidepressants. Okay, I'm not antidepressant. I have been on them. But I also know that as an adult, where you are, I know listening to this podcast, we're a lot alike. Okay. We're a lot alike. Antidepressants are not what you need right now. But it's the microdosing, and people will say, you know, even antidepressants, what do they say? It takes, like, you know, a few weeks to start feeling the effects. That's not the truth with microdosing. That's just not true. And while it's not something that you're going to feel immediately, like, you're not going to start taking it and be like, oh wow, like you're on some kind of high or you're taking a drug. It is not like that. It just feels amazing. Like, you're alive in a way that you've never been alive before. That's it. And immediately the mushrooms go straight to the healing process in your brain. Like fog, gone. Emotional pain, gone. That stuff is just gone. And you can see clearly. And it's convenient. You know, you're not out. I know as a kid, how did you guys find mushrooms? Under cow shit. Yeah, that's not the way it's done anymore. Okay. It's not the way it's done anymore. It's a super simple capsule form. The experience is, you know, painless. And there's nothing that has ever made me feel like that. Just very connected, very in my body, very present. And just completely aware that the cloudiness is gone and every emotion that wants to come out just does. And it's a free feeling. It's like a ton of weight just gets lifted off of you. So if you want to know if you can feel the effects immediately, yes, immediately goes to work on doing things. And it's a matter of all of a sudden you start having this awareness of your reaction. So maybe every single day when your husband gets home, and you guys fight, you're nagging at him, he's nagging at you, you guys are just pissed off. Well, one day he comes home and you just don't fight because like you're going to feel different and you're going to have a different perspective and you're like, oh shit, this is different. And it's just those little things that you start to notice. And I'll take you guys through it. I'll talk about my experience this week because it's been a hot minute since I committed to a 3-month microdose. It's, you know, it's been kind of sporadic for me when I kind of felt it. And then I, you know, just let off the gas, but I definitely think I'm going to need it for the 75 hard. Just, it's a mental mind fuck. And it's one of those things like, you know, on any given day, I don't give a shit about junk food. I don't eat fast food. I don't eat stupid, you guys. I eat good. And so the minute you tell me I can't have something, I'm going to freak the fuck out. And that's all I want. That's all I want. I mean, I love this stupid gas station pizza. Okay. And in probably 3 months, I've had it one time in 3 months, not a big deal. Now that I know I can't have it after today, that's all I'm going to be thinking about. And the same thing, I love frozen yogurt. I've had that once in 6 months. Okay. And I'm going to want that the whole time. It's like we tell ourselves we can't have something and we want it obsessively. And I've never microdosed and been on this experience of, you know, kind of, you know, such a strict way of living. So I'm very curious on how it changes my perspective through this process. 2 workouts a day. I don't know if you guys know 75 hard. It's done by Andy Frisella. You guys could look it up. But there's some non-negotiables on there and it's 75 days straight. And if you fuck up, you start over. And a lot of things are easy for me. I drink a gallon of water every day. That's fucking easy, but that's a mandatory thing. You have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. You have to eat clean, no cheat meals, no alcohol, no drugs, no, what else? 2 workouts a day. One of them has to be outside and they both have to be 45 minutes. And progress pictures every day. That one's going to be a little bit of a challenge for me. And then obviously no sugar. You have to be on a diet of your choice. There's no specific diet given. And that makes it's easy for me. I am protein forward. So just give up the carbs and sugar. And that's my protein waffles and the occasional toast. It's convenience, you know, it's convenience. Popping some toast in the toaster is a lot easier than getting out the chicken breast or the chicken thighs and cooking those, you know, it's just convenience. Like I know I need something on my stomach. I just did a crazy workout. It's just fuel. But anyway, we'll see how that goes. I'll share the microdose journey with you guys. But I just feel like so many people could benefit from this. And there's still a level of fear that doesn't make sense. It's like almost like you're afraid to feel good. Because how would you feel? What would you do if the things changed in your life right now and you just started to feel amazing? You know, if you didn't have the brain fog and you had all the time in the world to finish everything you need to do, what would life be like for you? It's like we all joined the Misery Olympics, you know? Everybody's a contestant and nobody wins. And that's it. Why do we choose to be so miserable all the time? It's like we're stuck in that joy-sucking vortex. of social media, the magical land of social media. Everyone's life is that highlight reel. Yours is like the blooper reel. It's the never-ending game of comparison. And the only prize is that deep sense of inadequacy. And I occasionally get that burning desire to throw my phone in a volcano, but I don't know about you. And then, you know, there's this cult of being busy, busy work, right? Like, I could do a lot of busy work and exhaust myself. It's like a badge of honor. You know, I remember when I first joined, you know, an online marketing company, they're like team no sleep, team no sleep, team no sleep. Like it was a badge of honor to not sleep. And I'm like, how did I get sucked into celebrating that? Because you're not having a good time. And if you really want to become a creator of your own life, you got to throw some fun time in there, like some you time, some you accomplishment, some you unplug from the world and do your thing that makes you happy, right? Maybe it's podcasting. Maybe it's writing a book. I just started a fucking puzzle. Maybe it's a puzzle. I don't know why it's so exciting to get the edges of a puzzle put together. Like, there's just something about starting and finishing something, that level of creation. And imagine if you can start to do that with small things in your life, pretty soon you have cultivated and created your own life of joy. Like, that's what you do. I just think that obsession with being busy is a way of people letting you know that they're important and their time is more valuable than yours. And it's a shitting contest, right? Being busy is a fancy way of saying you're stressed, you're overwhelmed, shit's not happening for you, and you are one missed deadline away from a nervous fucking breakdown. We chase perfectionism. It's a plague and it infects your mind. That's something else that I love that microdosing has taken that pressure off of me. It's not about being perfect. It's literally just one task to the next. And I have the clarity to sit the fuck down and organize my thoughts. I can organize my thoughts. And if you guys are neurodiverse, okay, if you've got a fancy brain that overcomplicates everything and works 100 miles an hour and needs to have million things going on to feel normal. Okay. That's how my brain is, but the world can't keep up with that. And sometimes I physically can't keep up with that. Microdosing helps me be able to sit down and process that to where I could stay focused on one thing, you know, like one task at a time. And there's no feeling of it has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. If I'm doing it, I'm giving it my best, and my best is what I can do. And that's how I sleep at night. But perfection, you guys, once you can actually embrace the fact that it's, you know, not attainable, life is easier. And I watch so many people, you guys, like you're on this rat race to nowhere. You're chasing after bullshit. You're chasing after success, after fame, fortune, only to realize that what's going to happen is that finish line that you think you're after just keeps moving further and further away. So you're just on the fucking hamster wheel, exhausted. Okay. You've realized everything you've done is a colossal waste of time. Like I literally, you guys, I've been, you know, preparing, I've been interviewing guests. Hopefully next week I start unloading some of these podcast interviews that I've had. I've met some incredible people. I've learned a lot. This insightful, just knowledgeable, beautiful humans that, you know, have relatable stories that I think you guys are going to eat up. I think you're going to love it. But I've also had some really wonky interviews, you know, where people didn't really have a sense of direction. And by people, ideally it was just one interview that has stood out. I don't know if it's too soon, but it's not too soon for me to talk about it because it was a shit show. Like, I even texted my husband right away and I was like, what the actual fuck did I just spend an hour and a half doing? It was wild to me. But it was that chasing nothingness on this race to just be famous. And not even knowing what you want to be famous for, just you want to be famous. And it's scary. It's scary because I think so many people are disconnected on that level where they just don't have that direction. And if that's you, welcome to being a fucking human. It's normal. But now you have to take responsibility and take control of that. Okay. So you have to get direction in your life. And that finish line isn't going to make you happy. It doesn't. Like, I feel really good when I do things, when I accomplish things, right? Like, I have the puzzle. When I finish that, I'm going to feel really great. Like, it feels great. Like, hell yeah, I fucking did that. But it's not going to change anything. And I'm enjoying the moments in between. Like, I found it's a 1,000-piece puzzle. And I literally am so excited because I found some more edge pieces. Like, I'm struggling to find edge pieces. That's where I'm at right now. Like, that, it's just fun for me. So if you're not finding the fun in life right now, if you're not finding the happiness right now, you're fucking missing the whole point. You're missing the point. People are so miserable. People are miserable, okay? And misery loves company. So if you want to stay where you are, then pull up a seat, get your popcorn, and stay there, right? Join the party. But I really don't think anybody wants to stay in that space. Nobody wants to drown in rainbows either, right? Like, we want some balance. Like, we don't want to drown in rainbows. And that's what people think happiness looks like. And chasing happiness, bitch, that's like chasing your own tail. You're going to exhaust yourself and you're going to keep going around in circles. And then what happens is you end up right back where you started, only right now you're dizzy and disappointed and exhausted and burnt out. So if you're into that, I mean, go for it. Like, keep chasing happiness. But I'm going to assure you, the longer you chase happiness, the more elusive it gets, okay? It's as elusive as a fucking Wi-Fi signal in Brandon's house. That's the truth, okay? You're just not going to find it. You're not going to find it. And misery is easy, because why would you do something uncomfortable like messaging a random podcast host? Because you guys don't know my guy. You don't know him. And I don't know. Maybe you're new here, so you still haven't learned to trust me. But I can assure you, you're in good hands. I went through quite a few people to find someone that I trusted to handle, you know, my psilocybin experience. I went to quite a few people, actually, and not everything is what it says it is out there. And I needed to find someone who could I just needed the psilocybin. That's it. Just pure grown in love psilocybin, the real deal. Nothing else in it. Just give me the stuff. And I've done that. And I'm excited that, he's opened up the doors to allow me to be able to share that with you. I get to be a middleman. And I'm the only person that it's, he's dealing with on that level. Everything else is personal stuff. So it's not like he has this worldwide business. Okay. It's like grown in love in the backyard, I guess is the word I would say. Like, it's a beautiful process, and it's safe, and it's, it doesn't show up in a huge package with balloons and confetti saying, you just got a delivery of psilocybin, magic mushrooms in the package. Like, nobody's going to announce that. So it's very discreet. It's very private. It's very, the DA is not going to knock on your door and be like, bitch, I know you just got some psilocybin capsules. We need to talk. Okay. Doesn't work like that. But you want that. And if anything, we at least know what we don't want, and we don't want to stay miserable. That's a fucking joke, right? And we don't want to play that toxic ass happiness bullshit where, everything is perfect all the time. Like, just everything's just so great. Everything's always great. No, bitch. I'm happy that I can have some bad days, bad weeks even. I've had bad weeks. Just, I still can fall into that rut of just kind of mindlessness and not being present in that current moment. You don't have to chase happiness. My point is that once you get through that bullshit of trying to find something outside of yourself, it's there. It's inside of you. It exists already. Everything you've ever needed is inside of you. Like, you're a complete ass package, okay? You weren't born and then had to like go shopping for body parts. You weren't like, oh, I need a heart. I need some lungs. I need an eyeball. I'm still missing an ear. My second knee hasn't come in. Like, bitch, you came here ready, made, inside and out, okay? Inside and out. God made you perfect in his image. Those three words, in his image, okay? So there's a little bit of power in that, wouldn't you say? If God created you, you were created by God, who created the world and everything else and made everything so perfect. He created you, and you choose this human experience because at one point you knew that and you trusted that. There was divine knowledge before you ended up in this meat suit, and somewhere between coming through the birth canal and this present awareness moment now, I know that some people forget that. You forget that you chose that. And I'm, you know, having this conversation with my husband today because, you know, he's a curious human. He likes all things mystical and crazy. And he's asking me if I still follow Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I don't necessarily follow him. I still love him. I have his book. In fact, I'll probably reach for it for 75 hard, his Becoming Supernatural, because I do love that book. There is so much knowledge in there that my brain, even my complicated neurodivergent brain, cannot wrap my entire head around it. And I've read it twice. Okay. So there's still a lot to learn, but I did kind of back off because I was getting too far into letting my body go out into the nether. Okay. I don't think that's our business. I think I chose a human experience. I need to stay in my body. Okay. I need to stay present and I need to enjoy the shit I have right now. That's it. I need to enjoy my family now. I need to be the best version of who I am. And I need to help other people discover their potential and power in that as well. You are a ready-made package. That means all your coping skills, all the things you need, everything's in you. You just need the knowledge and the reminder to bring it out. That means you could have been, you know, burying your happiness and your joy and your peace for a very long time with a bunch of bullshit, okay? Yeah, talk therapy, start unpacking it. If that makes you feel better, go ahead. But I think there's nothing in the world that has really brought me to myself and brought me to God. My relationship with Christ has grown. And I think that part of that was because the truth came out in my microdose. That every time I sat down to try to meditate for hours on end and get that, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about, you know, taking the spinal fluid up into your brain and it triggers this hallucinogenic effect. Okay. I practiced that and I worked hard on that. And I, you know, thought that I was talking to, you know, good angels, you know, talking to other things that weren't here. And that's too much. That was not making me want to stay here for the human experience. In fact, there was a lot of times I was super disconnected because I didn't want to come back to this. When you know what's out there on that other side, like it is hard to come back to your body. So I think that the more we can encourage each other to stay in this moment, and that's something that shrooms has done for me, is that it just keeps me here. And I know that's funny because you think, you know, psychedelic mushrooms, you're going on a trip to another planet. And maybe if you do a hero's dose, yeah, you might trip balls and go somewhere else, but I don't have time for that. Okay. A hero's dose is not for me. That's not going to be something I think I ever experience in this lifetime. I say that with a lot of confidence because I just don't see it happening. I feel like people do that because they're still searching and they need like really something strong to smack them upside the head. And I mean, I beat myself up enough. I don't need that. But just that microdose alone just brought me back to my current mission, you know, the current mission of like, man, I want to come here and I want to make sure that everybody I know and love can go to that forever place. And I know that forever place is God. I felt that feeling. I know it's real. And I knew it was real before I went there. Okay. I knew it was real before I actually felt myself leave. It's a familiar place. It has to be where I came from, right? It's a familiar place of just love and comfort. And I can bring that here and I can practice that here in my body, in this present moment where I'm a mom and I'm a wife and I do a podcast and I write books and, you know, I coach women and I help marketers and here, getting everybody to step into the potential and the power of who they are right now. That happiness is inside of you if you just cut through the bullshit. I wouldn't waste time years in therapy, I collapsed time. And I've been fucking around with microdosing for over 2 years, okay? I think it's been like maybe three years that I've been fucking around with it. And it took me a while to zero in on what worked best for me, and finding stuff that worked. Because, you know, people would say they had what they had and it wasn't what it was supposed to be. So yeah, it took time. It took time to zero in on what worked and, you know, perfecting the dose. And I think, you know, that's something that I'm excited to help you with. Okay. Cause it's, you're safe. You're safe no matter what. And it just takes, you know, a week or two to get into your zone, to find your sweet spot. And then all of a sudden, like, stuff just starts lifting off of you and you see it and you can release it, you know, like, all this buried shit just comes up and then all of a sudden your brain is clear. And I know we all have cloud brain, and I think it's our fucking phones sucking our soul out of our face. Everybody gets cloud brain where they can't be in the present moment because their head is so full of bullshit. Okay. So foggy. Everything's foggy. There is no clarity. I mean, microdosing is literally like a princess movie. You walk outside and I'm Snow White singing to the fucking birds and they're singing back to me. It's that peace. It's that level of, is this real? I feel really good right now. And even when I feel bad, I don't become that bad feeling. I can microdose and still have a hard time. You know, I lost some people over this last summer, some people that I loved, and dude, I had a rough time and I was still microdosing, but I wasn't like burying that emotion. You know, I wasn't drinking away my feelings. I wasn't suppressing them. I wasn't burying them. It was just like, shit, I feel like shit, this sucks. This is really hard. And it, you know, I wouldn't say it was easy, but it was easy because I could just allow the emotions to be. You know what's hard? Sitting on your anger and holding it inside. That's fucking hard. Sitting on your sadness, being hurt, being pissed off, holding all that in, that's a lot of fucking work. It's exhausting. If you could just live in the moment and live in your truth and live in your potential, you know what makes me sleep good at night? Knowing I did everything I could in the day. And some days, it's a do nothing day. Like, I make sure that Saturday mornings, I'm playing video games with my sons at like, I don't even know, 10 in the morning. You know, I don't have a packed schedule where I can't spend time with my family. I set up times where I can unplug and just be in the moment. And Saturdays are deliberately that day for me. I'm going to read books. I'm going to watch trash TV. I'm going to play video games, even my own video games now, right? Like, I'm stepping out and finding my own stuff. That's it, though. I'm doing the things that I love. And when I know I've done everything I can for that day, even if it's a day where I've just survived, okay? Because kids come into the mix and I'm juggling all these other energies and responsibilities. And sometimes that takes a toll. And as long as I know I was a good and present mom, did I put my phone down and look my kid in the eyes? Yes, absolutely. Did we work through what we needed to work through? Yes. Do they feel loved and safe tonight? Yes. If you're waiting till you get somewhere to be happy, you're fucked. If you think you're going to find happiness anywhere outside of you, you're fucked. It is impossible. It is impossible. Happiness and joy and peace are in you. You're perfect. You were created perfect. And how we honor that, how we honor the gift of getting to come here and having everything and then getting the grace of, you know, Easter's coming up and I'm reading the Bible in a year. So just reading these New Testament chapters over and over, just talking about the crucifixion, like, it, I just feel closer to that than ever. And how can I honor that? How can I honor the fact that someone went through that for me? How do you honor that? I just want to be a better person today than I was yesterday. And maybe tomorrow I reach two people instead of just one person, you know? That's me stepping into the potential and not being afraid, you know? That's being brave and knowing that it takes time. It takes commitment. It takes, you know, intention. And it takes consistency in the habits. Discipline. And there's always a little bit of, I have to do things I don't want to do in there. And I think that's good. And I think that's kind of what 75 Hard represents, you know, being able to cut through the bullshit. Andy Frisella is great. Like, he is a no bullshit kind of person. I don't think he's not as extreme as David Goggins by any means. Like, that dude is a phenomenon. He is a once in a lifetime insane motherfucker, and he's badass. Yes. And I think, you know, I don't think there's ever going to be another David Goggins ever. But he doesn't give up. I kind of think his relationship is toxic, a little bit toxic. Like, he goes hard. Okay. I just think the no bullshit way of life is the best way to do it, because otherwise, what are we doing? Stepping into that purpose, embracing your potential, cutting through the bullshit, and enjoying the present moment. I love microdosing. If you guys have any questions, you can message me at brandonlinette.com. Make sure you are subscribed here to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. If you know anybody that has a business, reach out to me, because I am currently looking for sponsors. That's a big fat tax write-off in case it's tax season for you and you're thinking, shit, I should have donated more last year. Well, you could donate to the Listen Bitch podcast, okay? Make sure you're subscribed. Follow me on YouTube. Let's build that bitch up, okay? This is my week of YouTube intention, because I keep forgetting that it exists because I've been so scared of it. Like, you guys, when I tell you I was scared of YouTube, like, you have no idea. So I posted a bunch of shit there and nobody watches it. So I feel very safe. I do. I feel safe and I'm so happy. Like, it's very toxic. I really go on there and I'm like, man, I'm so glad nobody's seeing this stuff. I don't know why it's so intimidating, you guys. I don't know. I could go live on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and I don't give a fuck, but put me on YouTube and I'm really, really fucking intimidated. It's bizarre. It's a mental thing that I'm going to work through. And I have so far a lot of growth. I posted a lot of shit there. But now I think that it's time that I post shit with the intention of people watching it. Okay. So I expect to see, in the next week or two, my following grow, because you bitches support the fuck out of me and I love you for that. And that's part of the price of listening to the podcast. Okay. If you're not going to cash at me at Brandon Lynette some money to go buy a cup of mushroom coffee, then the fuck you're going to do is follow me on YouTube and make sure you watch everything I post there. Okay. So that's it. You subscribe to my shit. You leave reviews, written reviews, because that's where the money's at. That's how I get recommended to other podcasts, because you are telling people to listen to the podcast because you put out this written review. Okay. And I understand there's, you know, issues like shadow ban stuff. I don't give a fuck. Your shit will post up and I appreciate it. And share this with someone. There's a share button at the bottom of the podcast. Like, send it to your family group chat and, you know, just tell them to fuck off or whatever. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be and own your shit. Be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. Flawed, fantastic, fucking beautiful. Brandon Lynette reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging.